Okay, we've all heard that content is king on the internet, and that's kind of true. What we're seeing now is it's so much easier to create content, for example, videos, photographs, and get them up onto the internet, that there's just a flood of content, and some of it is really good. And like anything else out there, if you have a lot of something, the value goes down. And right now, Apple just announced Apple iLife 11, and I've been playing around with it a little bit. And one of the features in the iMovie program that's in that suite is you can make a movie trailer. And I was listening to Alex Lindsay. He commented on MacBreak Weekly, I believe it was, that that's basically a weekend's worth of work that iMovie will do for you in 5 minutes, creating a movie trailer out of your video clips. And This is the way it's headed. These tools that are out there for people to make short films, movies, movie trailers, even an audio boo like I'm doing right now, the tools are getting so good and so easy to use. And the cameras, for example, that you can buy, even a point-and-shoot these days is pretty daggone good. And Nikon just came out with the D7000. I haven't tried it yet, and I haven't read a whole lot of reports on it, but the early reports are that it's a fantastic camera. In the $1,200 price range for the camera body, the performance of it rivals the D700, which is quite a bit more money and is a full-frame sensor. And so Nikon is getting similar performance as far as ISO capabilities, high ISO, out of this D7000 as they were out of the D700, which is just mind-boggling, the improvements in some of this technology. So to be able to capture video, Sony, of course, as you know, I've been playing around with the Sony NEX VG10 video camera, which is an interchangeable lens video camera that has the APS-C size sensor. And while it's not touted as a pro-grade camera, you can do some really great work with it, and it's very user-friendly. The built-in microphone on it is very good, and so the question is it good enough? You know, is the content good enough? If it's good enough to get viewers and good enough for people to be happy to look at it and watch it, and same thing with these photos that these cameras are capable of, if the content is good enough to get eyeballs, then what happens is you've got all this new content getting up on the internet, up on people's Facebook pages, on YouTube, on whatever. And so, again, with the more content, the value of it goes down. And you've got a lot of hobbyists out there that are doing it just for fun. They have no intention of making money off of it. They don't care if they make any money off it. They're just doing it for fun. So it makes it that much harder for anyone that's actually trying to make money out of producing content a reality. We have a whole different take on this with the Area Guides Network. For us, it's all about the network. It's all about us distributing content and sharing content and allowing other people to distribute their content through our network. And so we're not planning on making money off the content itself, off creating the content and selling it and that sort of thing. What we're planning on doing is helping people to distribute their content and get it out there and let them worry about how they're going to make money. We're going to make money off the sponsors of our network, and we are already making money off the sponsors of our network, and they benefit from us distributing content through the network because it gets more people involved in the network, so it gets more people to the network so they can see our sponsors. So I guess my message is, don't just because you think you can create content, and even if it's great content, and you can put it up on the internet, don't necessarily think that you're going to make money off of it. You have to have a way to distribute it. You have to have a way to get a lot of viewers or a lot of eyeballs involved in your product before you're going to even begin to try to get sponsors or advertisers or monetize it in some way, shape, or form. So think it through, and if you're going to be a content producer, just have some kind of an end game to some way that you think you're going to be able to monetize it. And if you need any help with any of these things, of course, go to my website, craigship.com, and I'm always available. Just contact me. I'm always available to help. And I will boo you later.